Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
You've probably seen The Wizard of Oz many, many times over the years. It's a movie that everyone has a special nostalgic connection to, maybe more than any other. There's a lot we know about The Wizard of Oz, but there's a new documentary podcast that we can't recommend enough called No Place Like Home that's uncovering something we've never known about.
A famous pair of red ruby slippers from the movie, one of the most famous props in Hollywood history, was once stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in a mysterious heist. And the journey to find the ruby slippers and the parallels it presents to The Wizard of Oz and to everyone is just as thrilling and emotional as the theft itself. Here's a sneak peek trailer for No Place Like Home, a new podcast available now that we think you'll love.
Close your eyes and tap your heels together three times and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
The ruby slippers have this magic that comes along with them.
The ruby slippers can carry you home. That's the power of the shoes.
Judy Garland wore these. Dorothy wore these. These shoes went to Oz.
The ruby slippers. They're some of the most iconic objects in Hollywood history, a rare collector's item worth millions. And in the summer of 2005, a pair was stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in the small town of Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
You gotta be kidding me.
All she said was, they're gone, they're gone.
The ruby slippers, what have you done with them?
I thought it was totally secure.
Give them back to me or I'll...
Are you sure this is true?
They had lied to me.
The slippers were likely gone forever.
But they weren't gone forever. They were gone for about 13 years. Until one day, they mysteriously reappeared.
Finally, tonight it wasn't the wizard, but an FBI sting that turned up perhaps the most famous slippers in movie history.
And it might sound like that's where the story ends.
We received a new tip and some information.
But actually,
diligently pursued.
It was only the beginning.
This is a story that doesn't fade to black.
They're not revealing who stole them. It's still a mystery.
There was rumor that it was an inside job.
I chased it down for years.
You know, is this part of a much larger group?
This case involves a very well-known person.
What's going on?
I'm Sayward Darby. Welcome to No Place Like Home. Join me and journalist Ariel Ramchandani as we investigate the strange story of the stolen ruby slippers. Although the shoes were eventually recovered, there are more questions left than answers. Not just about the ruby slippers, but about Judy Garland herself, about her hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and about the unexpected things that happen when we try to go home.
Judy Garland was truly lost.
For such a mixed up life later, it started out beautifully, you know.
But the power of the slippers couldn't get Judy Garland home.
Please listen and follow No Place Like Home, a presentation of C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio, in association with The Atavist Magazine. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The shoes were just a movie prop. What's the big deal? And then you realize what they represent, home, love, and security. Then you realize they are a big deal.